Good morning, Rabotai. I decided to begin a topic that might get you upset. That I'm learning the halachot of this topic, and the topic is the halachot of Mayim Acharonim. So our introductory shiur to Mayim Acharonim was 2 days ago, and it took about 3 seconds and 3 words, and it was Mayim Acharonim Chova. So that's the introduction to this topic. Let's go into it a little bit. What exactly are the reasons as to why there is a chiyuv to wash Mayim Acharonim? We're going to start with the premise that the Mayim Acharonim is chova, that it is an obligation. It's not voluntary. It's an obligation to wash Mayim Acharonim at the end of a meal, at the end of a bread meal. What exactly are the reasons for this chiyuv? So we'll start in the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that we know that all food requires salt, and there is a certain type of salt called melach sedomit that is found in foods, and we are worried that it's not found in all foods, but we're worried that it's found in the foods that you are eating, and it's a very dangerous salt, and we're worried that when you touch your food, the salt is going to get onto your fingers, and then since your fingers, yadayim askaniotem, your fingers touch your entire body, they're going to come to touch your eyes, and this specific type of salt can blind the person's eyes. So therefore, as a sakana, as a precaution, the Gemara says you should wash your fingers, we'll see exactly how far up you should be washing your fingers in a different shiur, but you should be washing your fingers before you say Birkat HaMazon to prevent a sakana from happening, to prevent yourself from becoming blind bar minan. That is the first Gemara. Now, to combat that, the Tosfot right there in the Gemara in Chulin Kufei Amud Bet, Tosfot comments, nowadays we don't have such a salt, we don't have melach sedomit nowadays, so therefore there's not such an obligation. And actually, the Rama quotes this Tosfot, Lalacha, that there are many communities that are not makpid on Mayim Acharonim. For this reason, there's Samech on the Tosfot. I once had a friend, he was a Yeki, he's German, and I once yelled at him, not because I actually cared, but just to get him upset, I yelled at him like, Mayim Acharonim Chova, what are you doing? Why aren't you washing your hands at the end of the meal? And he said to me, you know, my grandfather was a big Talmid Chacham, and he was Yekin, and he was German, and he told me that there's this Tosfot that says you don't have to wash your hands because we don't have this salt anymore today. So I looked at him like, what are you out of your mind? Like the Shulchan Aruch says, Mayim Acharonim Chova. But the truth is that the Rama says that there are communities that are not makpid on this, and it's based on this Tosfot. So that is the first reason. The melach sedomit. The second reason brought down is it's brought down in the Rishonim, the Rif and the Rosh, in Masechet Brachot, and it's based on a midrash, and that the midrash says, "Vitkadishtem veheyitem kedoshim." That's a pasuk. So the Gemara, the midrash learns out, "Vitkadishtem," and you should sanctify yourself. Elu mayim rishonim. This refers to mayim rishonim, netilat yadayim, before you eat a bread meal. V'yitem kedoshim, when the pasuk says v'yitem kedoshim elu mayim acharonim, so the midrash says clearly that when the pasuk says and you should be holy, it's referring to mayim acharonim. So we have a source for this halacha in the midrash. So the Rif and the Rosh ask on Tosfot, what are you talking about? The only reason is because of melach sedomit. It's not only because of melach sedomit. It's a midrash that's beferush. And what's the reason for the midrash? The Rif and the Rosh explain that before you make brachot, you should make sure that your hands are clean. You should make sure that your hands are clean before you say brachot, especially all the more so Birkat HaMazon, which is Doraita. You should make sure that your hands are clean. That's what it means. You should sanctify yourself by washing your hands before Birkat HaMazon. That's the second reason brought down in the Rishonim, that you should wash your hands before you make a bracha. It's a very, very simple reason. Nothing to do with this melach sedomit, nothing to do with the sakana, nothing to do with the precaution of any danger, any dangerous reason. Rather, to clean your hands before you make a bracha. The third reason brought down is brought down by the Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar Kadosh says, again, I'm not a Kabbalist, I don't know these reasons, but I'm just going to tell you what he says. He says that by not washing Mayim Acharonim, you give the Tzad Hara the koach to chase after you and to damage you and to be mazik you. Therefore, by washing Mayim Acharonim, you prevent these damagers, these mazikim, from coming to damage your nefesh, and they're not going to come and chase after you. I have absolutely no clue what this means, but it sounds pretty scary. So that's the Zohar Kadosh. In fact, it's brought down the halacha by the Chida, by the Shla Kadosh, by the Mate Moshe, by many of the Sfarim, many of the Poskim that are always noted towards the Kabbalistic reasons. It's brought down by them as well. And just, you know, just a... So, long story short, the Shulchan Aruch says, for whatever reason, Mayim Achronim Chova is an obligation. Now, whatever reason you want to say, whether it's a Kabbalistic reason, whether it's a simple reason of washing your hands before you make brachot, or whether it's a reason that's not really found today, like the Melech Sodomit reason, that we just couldn't eradicate the halacha because of that, because the reason's not found today. Regardless, the halacha is Mayim Achronim Chova, there's an obligation to wash your hands. Now, I'm just going to scare you a little bit, with your permission, with a few different words from a few Sfarim about the severity of this mitzvah of washing Mayim Achronim. The Kaf HaChaim, not the Kaf HaChaim of Yaakov Chaim Sofer, rather the Kaf HaChaim of Chaim Falaji, who actually had the same name of their Sfarim, very interesting, in Siman Chaf Hei Seif Katan Bet, he says in the name of the Midrash, very scary thing, that Iyov, who is the one who went through a lot of tzarot, and why did he go through this tzarot? It's not, you know, I'm not making this up. This is a Yalkut Ruveni that the Kaf HaChaim Rav Chaim Falaji quotes. He says that Iyov went through all of his sufferings because he didn't wash Mayim Achronim properly. That's what he says. No comment. I have nothing else to comment about this. This is pretty scary. Next is the Shelot V'Tshuvot Min HaShamayim. Shelot V'Tshuvot Min HaShamayim was a sefer written by, I forgot his name, Rabbi Yaakov, I forgot his last name. He's one of the Baalei HaTosfot, he's one of the Rishonim. And in order to paskin his halachot, what he used to do was, he used to have a She'elat Chalom, in a dream he used to ask a She'elat, and then they would tell him a Pasuk, right? From Shamayim, they would tell him one Pasuk, and based on that Pasuk, he would paskin the halacha. So the Shelot V'Tshuvot Min HaShamayim says that they answered him, Min HaShamayim, that Mayim Rishonim and Achronim are Dvarim Shebekdusha. That's a very, very severe thing. Dvarim Shebekdusha. And the Mekel, someone who's lenient with these two mitzvot, Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim, Mekilim Lo Yamam Uvshnotav. They are lenient on his own life. Min HaShamayim, they're lenient on his own life. If you're not careful about the mitzvah of Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, they're not careful with your life. The ones who are in charge of your life in Shamayim are not going to be careful with your life. So I just wanted to scare you a little bit, and Bezat Hashem, we should take it upon ourselves to do this mitzvah, be mekayim this mitzvah properly. We're going to go into the details of this halacha in further shiurim. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashi.